I'll tell you, be really honest, like when I'm starting this podcast and when I'm starting this business, there's a fear of failure. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to be another guy who like starts something and then it just, you know, it finishes. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
Dog.
That's a good.
What if you actually succeed?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Nice Frames World Podcast, the number one personal development podcast for healthcare and wellness professionals. I am Nene Pablo, host of this podcast, registered nurse and creator of Nice Veins Bro. And today, I have my brother with me again, which is great.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about basically having a 2% mentality. I don't have the
statistics.
Yeah, I always have a problem with that word.
I know every time I've listened to you.
Yeah, and I always add the S at the end too. I don't have the statistics for that.
That's correct.
Oh, is it? I always want to say I don't have the statistic for it. That's the way you should say it.
Well, it's like plural.
Yeah.
Statistics.
Anyway, the 2% mindset is this idea that's in this book that I've been reading from a guy at our church. He wrote a book called Power to Thrive. And he talks about this idea that the 2% mindset is basically in all of the population, 98% of people live within their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2% are the people who go after it. They go for their dreams. They, you know, live not necessarily on the edge, but like he basically has this. Here's the book. If you're looking on YouTube, you can see the cover. I'm mm-hmm. holding it up.
Did you mention the author?
Yeah, Rich Cavanaugh is his name, a guy who goes to our church, cool guy. And he talks about living in your comfort zone and how it's kind of a self-created prison is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about and how it relates to people in healthcare, people in wellness, how we can take advantage of living the 2% life, living the life of embracing the uncomfortable things and how we can grow from them, because there's definitely going to be things in life that we're uncomfortable with. And so why not use it for our benefit? So he has a chart here that I'll put up on the screen whenever, like if you're watching this on YouTube, that you can see that he has this thing that says it's 2% mindset. People who are living in the 2% population are people who are going for their dreams. They have confidence. They're exploring new things. They're embracing the unknown. They're not running away from it, and so on. Acting in spite of fear, and the people who are within that circle of 98% of the population.
Big number.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot. So how can we live the 2% mindset? How can we do that? And why is it even good? What does it mean to
live in that mindset? I think one of the biggest things is we have to recognize where we are, right?
Self-awareness.
So if you, I think a lot of times we just realize, you know, I'm living this life and I'm just not fulfilled. What's the problem? What's happening? Why? And I think when we come to the realization of, hey, maybe it's because I'm not living that 2% mindset. I want something more. And so probably the first step would be just to realize where you are.
Why is it a problem though to live in, why is it a problem to live a life in the 98%? Or is it a problem?
That's a good question. But I think that's a good question. Well, that is a good question. But I think it's more than just can I live this life in the 98%. I think life begins outside of that comfort zone. Right?
Life
at the edge of that comfort zone is when life actually begins.
So you're saying that people who live in the 98%, they're not really living life.
They're not living the most fulfilled life that you can live.
Yeah.
Going to the gym is going out of your comfort zone, getting uncomfortable in that area. Because if you want to get fit, then you have to go outside of your comfort zone to wake up in the morning or go whenever you go and work out. That's not comfortable. There's no growth, mm-hmm. right? So comfort zone is not jumping off a building or something. Comfort zones are as small as waking up a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's uncomfortable. Being comfortable is I want to stay in bed.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable is getting up.
Yeah.
So those little steps are also considered, in my opinion, outside of your comfort zone. So if you want to really live life, do something that you really want to do, you have to live at that edge. And the more that you push that edge, the greater that comfort zone grows. So if you then go to the gym more often, or if you start waking up earlier, then it becomes more comfortable for you to do so.
Is comfort bad?
I think comfort zones and are good and can be bad. So it's out of my comfort zone to stab myself with a knife in my foot, right?
I was about to say.
That's out of my comfort zone. So that's a good thing. But also it can be good because then you can wake up
earlier. You said, so that's something. A good thing.
It's a good thing that it's outside of my comfort zone to stab myself in my foot.
Oh, I thought you were saying that it's a good thing to stab yourself in the foot because because it is uncomfortable.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think we're taking this a little too far.
Sometimes comfort zones can be good is what my point.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes comfort zones can be good because it prevents
us from dangerous moments. Yes. But we're talking specifically about basically the essence of development has to do with facing the fear of stepping out of that circle of comfort. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we've always done. I mean, that's what we've always done to be able to grow, to be able to learn how to talk, to be able to learn how to walk. All these things were uncomfortable. And we somehow in this, man, this is good. We somehow in society have created the things that are uncomfortable as we associate it with fear. When you think of a little kid, you know, who's learning how to walk, they're not like afraid. They're excited to like get up and try to walk again, and they'll try it again and try it again because they're not afraid of failure. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid because they're trusting of their parents. And we in society almost like we punish maybe.
I think we're probably ingrained that when it comes to, I'm not shaming school, but when it comes to like school and society, we start fearing wrong answers.
Failures. Failure is bad.
You don't want to do it. Yeah. You only can succeed. And it's like, you know what? In order to succeed, you have to fail.
Yeah.
Just like we had to fall in order to learn how to walk.
Yeah. Remember that video you sent me that was like some basketball guy like chasing failure?
Oh, yeah.
That was his mentality. It's I'm going to chase
failure. I'm looking for it. Yeah. I want it.
Which is very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable, but when you chase it, you grow more than if you don't. That's the thing. The point is growth.
Yeah.
So if you chase failure, you're growing until that failure happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, that's all right. Let's keep going.
So how does, let's bring it to a very practical sense. Okay. Like in the health and wellness industry, we work with either patients or with coworkers. We're learning a lot. Even back in school, there are many different examples. So how do we bring it home to a very practical sense to step out of your comfort zone and either try something new because it's beneficial to you or because, you know, let's bring it home. How does that apply to our field?
In healthcare? That's a good question. I don't know if I have an answer for that.
I have one.
All right. I'm glad you do.
Yeah. I was going to say that when I started in the ICU, I was deathly afraid of getting a crash and burn patient.
Oh.
You know, like a train wreck from the ED or something like that to come in. But I realized very quickly, and if you're a nurse, you could probably relate to this on a unit if you still work at the bedside, that the moments that you learn and expand your knowledge are the shifts where things are like crazy. When you get the sickest patients and when you're dealing with, you know, difficult situations, when you're out of your comfort zone, that's where you actually grow and you learn more how to take care of different situations. You know, I would review my patient's chart and I'd be like, what is this diagnosis? I've never heard this before. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm uncomfortable with this. Mm-hmm. I can't take this. I don't know what this is.
Then you start freaking out and you're like, I'm not good at this. I shouldn't do this in my life. Like, I remember those feelings when I was in school too with optometry because we would have I would say pediatrics and also ocular disease. You'd walk into that day and almost like fearing, please don't bring me someone who has a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Give me something uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Give me an easy COPD or give me a, that's how I felt.
Exactly.
You know?
But then if those patients don't come into the clinic or into the hospital or whatever, then you don't learn because the best way of learning is being in that situation.
Yes.
Not reading in a textbook.
No.
Right?
You have to get uncomfortable. You have to go out there. You have to, you know, embrace the fear of those time moments. Like, you have to change your approach and your understanding of what fear is. If you see fear in this, like, it's out to get you and make you feel embarrassed and all that stuff, like, changing your mindset is saying, I'm going to approach it with a new mindset. This fear, it feels uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And you can first embrace it and be like, I'm afraid of this. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge it. But to say, I'm stepping forward in it because I know that what it's going to produce in me is a stronger character.
I'm going to grow.
I'm going to be able to take care of more patients. I'm going to be able to be more stronger in my field.
Yeah. And the next time I see this disease or the next time I treat this patient, that's not a very Hispanic. Did you catch that?
The next time.
The next time that that patient or that certain disease shows up, you're going to be like, I've dealt with this before.
Yeah.
And now you're more comfortable with it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just want to thank you for listening. It means the world to me, especially because at the time of this recording, I'm still only a couple months from starting this whole thing. So if you're interested in helping me build this brand even more, please share this podcast on your social media and grab some merch from the website at niceveinsbro.com. Got some great stuff there for sale. Send me a DM on Instagram and share some encouragement, some love, and some hate. I will welcome that too. But don't be shy. Talk to you soon. Yeah, when it comes to your career, it could also affect how you are at home. If you're very uncomfortable about talking about your emotions or, you know, discussing some conflict that you've had with your spouse or something like that, you're very uncomfortable. Any situation like that helps you grow. And I know that it sounds like so, great. Put a nice bow on top of it and end the podcast and we're good.
Yippee.
Yeah. But I mean, when you start applying, okay, you know what? I'm afraid. I don't feel comfortable. But I know that this will bring good things in the end for character development. So I'm going to go with a good attitude and move forward. And if you make mistakes in it, because you will with fear, you know, you are likely to make a mistake and then, you know, you ask questions and you ask for help and you say, look, I'm trying to learn. I'm afraid and I need.
I saw a really good reel on Instagram one time where this guy was talking about mistakes and what is a mistake. And he made the point that a mistake is not something you do wrong one time. That's an opportunity to learn.
Mm.
Right.
So the first failure is not a mistake.
Exactly. It's not a mistake. It's an opportunity to learn. So you learn. The mistake is when you repeat the same thing over and over, refusing to learn.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
I think that was really a really good point he made. So,
yeah.
But I guess to kind of bring it home, if somebody's listening to this podcast and they're like, okay, I want to do that. Like, what would you tell them? How can I do that? How can I, what are some practical steps I can take to learn to get out of my comfort zone?
You know, I can only say what would have helped me, you know, because I'm not some guru. This is going to help. These are the steps you got to take. I'm trying to learn along with everybody.
I mean, we're getting this is uncomfortable.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Starting this podcast,
freaking. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and comfort zones, this whole thing can be applied to healthcare and also small businesses, personal growth, all those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes beyond just health and wellness professionals, really, or your personal life. It also applies. But I would say what would help me is to understand fear. Understand what fear is and have a respect for it. Don't run away from fear. That feeling that you get when you start to get anxiety and all that stuff, we tend to automatically tell each other or tell ourselves that it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anxiety is bad. Fear is bad. You know, all these things are bad. But what it is, what emotions are, is they are telling you something about yourself.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They tell you something about yourself. And so kind of like the way that you started this whole thing, this whole podcast, you said self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to feel fear about something or I can't do this, you know, the immediate reaction, just try practicing this. The next time you start to feel fear, the next time you feel it, immediately think, okay, what is this fear trying to say about myself? Why am I afraid of it? And also, as soon as you feel that fear, ask yourself, why am I feeling it and how can I spin it in a way that will make it positive?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the same fear that you have of failure, it's a 50% chance. Like, I'll tell you, be really honest. Like, when I'm starting this podcast and when I'm starting this business, there's a fear of failure. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm just going to be another guy who, like, starts something and then it just, you know, it finishes. But that there's a 50. If I give 50% chance of it failing, I've got to give that 50% chance of it succeeding.
Yeah, it's like half full, half glass half full, half empty.
Yeah,
thing.
Dog. Like, hey, you know, what if you actually succeed?
Yeah.
So it's a matter of being optimistic with the view that you have of fear.
The only guarantee you have is if you don't do it, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
So I'd take those odds.
And you get 100% chance of missing if you don't take the shot. Isn't that Michael Jordan?
Says that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
Dog.
That's good. And I think another thing with athletes is I was listening to another athlete. I don't know if it was Kobe or somebody else, but he was mentioning that when an athlete or someone goes into a game of a really high or any game, the same emotions or same things that happen when you're nervous are the same things that happen when you're excited, right? Pupils dilate. You start to kind of perspire a little bit.
Yeah, like the flight or fight reactions.
Your heart starts to kind of pump. And they say instead of, oh my goodness, I'm nervous, they're like, no, I'm excited.
It's adrenaline.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you're ready to freaking.
So it's kind of like that you recognize that fear, like mm-hmm. you were saying, and then you say, how can I spin it? Okay, I'm excited. Let's take this and we're going to run with it. And if anything, we just learn.
That's right.
So kind of facing it in that perspective is 100%. Important.
Yeah. I'm going to end with one little quote here from the book, Power to Thrive, Rich Cavanaugh. Shout out to him. it says here, if you spend too much time in, he's referring to the comfort zone. If you spend too much time here, you begin to die mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially.
Mm.
So if we're wanting to thrive, if we want to personally develop every area of our life, it's got to take risk.
Yeah.
It's got to take risk.
And risk, sometimes you don't have all the answers.
That's right.
You can't be afraid of, because sometimes we want all the box checked. I want to know all the answers before I jump.
That's me.
Before I learn.
Yeah, that's me.
Sometimes you're not going to know.
Yeah. You have to embrace that unknown mm-hmm. and the fear, which we can have a whole other podcast on fear.
That's a great quote.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining. This was a quick one, but hope you enjoyed it and got something that you can apply to your day. If you're headed to work, wish you all best of luck, or if you're coming back home from work, thank you for what you do for health, the healthcare and wellness industry. We're all in this together. If you'd like to support what we're doing here with this podcast, please share it with a friend. You know, give us a 5-star review on any podcast platform that you're listening to. Subscribe, comment, do all the things that, you know, people harass you on social media to do.
Smash the like button.
Do it all because it helps the algorithm and for the word to get out. We're trying to build this and make it huge. So get on the bus quickly. Do it now. Thank you for joining. Oh, wait. I have to say my line.
Yeah. Say it again.
Remember to be a positive force, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to say that.
Okay, I have to say that.
Come on.
Remember to be a positive force within healthcare and society. Que Dios me lo bendiga. When I would listen to podcasts before I became a podcaster myself, I didn't realize how much leaving a 5-star review helped. And so now on this side, I just want you to know that it really does mean a whole lot when people review and share the content. So if you enjoyed it, please share it with somebody and leave a 5-star review on whichever platform you use, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. And if you're interested, you can also find us on social media at NiceVeinsBro or shop online at NiceVeinsBro.com. My personal stuff you can find under Nene Pablo, which is spelled N-E-N-E.
PABLO. I spend most of my time on YouTube making vlogs and videos and on Instagram. So I would love to connect with you. And remember, be a positive force and influence within healthcare and society. It's all about God, wellness, and purpose here. Thank you for listening.